It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis has extended the state of emergency order in Colorado over COVID-19. He says the extension will help fund response efforts across the state. It also means that the Colorado National Guard will continue to work on the response. A struggling black-owned shoe repair store in Denver is getting a lot of online support to keep it afloat. In 2 days, the shop has received nearly $7,000. CPR's Taylor Allen has more.
Tommy Ryan has owned his cobbler business in Denver for more than 40 years. Most of his clients are downtown business people, and no one has been going to work because of the pandemic. But after his plight caught attention on social media, he's been getting donations from all over the country.
I feel blessed because there's a lot of people in the same shape I'm in. Some work, so I feel really good about it. I guess all of a sudden people are starting to come together a little bit.
He's been repairing shoes since he learned how in high school and says he doesn't know what he would do without his shop. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
New figures show a steep drop in the homeless population in El Paso County. CPR's Dan Boyce reports from Colorado Springs.
A January survey from the Springs-based Community Health Partnership shows a nearly 30% drop in El Paso County's homeless population from last year, from 1,562 people down to 1,116. The Gazette reports that's the first time the county's homeless population has dropped in 5 years. City officials weren't able to say with certainty what caused the large decrease, though the community has added more shelter beds and affordable housing units in the last year. The data does not account for the current recession brought on by the coronavirus. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado State Fair organizers have decided on guidelines so they can move ahead with the annual event this year amid the pandemic. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the fair's board supported a recommendation to cancel all entertainment events in the event center, grandstand, arena, and on the fairgrounds. The carnival has not yet been ruled out, and organizers are considering spacing out rides and attractions throughout the fairgrounds. Admission this year will be free. In Pueblo today, it's a chance for rain in the afternoon and highs just above 90. 80s around Denver and 70s in Colorado Springs this afternoon. That chance for rain along the Front Range and temperatures getting warmer through most of this week. This is CPR News.